Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, with the continuing industrial situation at Aer Lingus, holidaymakers are watching and worrying. But what impact is the uncertainty and disruption having on hoteliers across the country? I'm delighted to be joined by a few of them on the line now. Patricia Roberts, owner of Number One Perry Square in Limerick, joins me, as does John O'Flynn, general manager at Fota Island Resort down in Cork. Also joining me is Fergal O'Connell, general manager at the Fitzwilliam Hotel and Townhouse here in the Green. Fergal, I might start with you. It's a busy weekend in Dublin. Have you seen any impact as a result of this industrial action?
Good morning, Bobby. There's been marginal impact, Bobby, I would say, in terms of cancellations so far. But our major concern, Bobby, would be for booking patterns into the short term in terms of people who would be making plans, we'll say, for July and into August. That's what we're watching very, very closely, and we're watching the pace very, very closely. In terms of immediate cancellations, nothing too impactful just yet, but you must remember it has really just started and just kicked off. So we are very, very concerned because, as you know, Bobby, Aer Lingus is very, very important to Irish hospitality, and this is their major season. So any interruption to bookings is of huge concern.
I think there might have been some degree of optimism this morning, just looking at the stories across the Irish Times and that. But you are looking at about 60,000 people being discommoded and up to 400-odd flights being cancelled. So it is significant. Let's go to Limerick and talk to Patricia Roberts, the owner of Number One Perry Square. Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
I'm very well, Bobby. Good morning.
Welcome. Nice to talk to you again. Tell us.
You too.
Tell us a little bit about basically how important is scheduled airline business directly to your business?
Very important, Bobby, I suppose. It's very concerning at this point for existing bookings. Obviously, while it is still at a low level, the cancellations, we are seeing an impact. I took a few calls myself this week, people who were, you know, on the fence whether to postpone right now, cancel, what to do. But people who would have had maybe coming to us to Limerick for two nights and maybe spending another week or, and carrying a week in Cork. So it has a huge impact overall, and it's very difficult to measure the impact right now. And I think that's one part, but also the future bookings, as my colleague said there, for July, August and the autumn. Yeah. You know, after all, we had a slow start to the summer. We came out of a very bleak winter. So it is very, very concerning. We're right in the heart of it. We're right in the thick of the summer right now.
Yeah.
You know, we are a gateway to the Wild Atlantic Way in Limerick. So a lot of people who are coming to us are coming for maybe two, hopefully three nights, but would have a longer term holiday plan for the rest of the country. So, you know, it's very disruptive. It's very disruptive. Operators don't know what to do. And, you know, so we do need an early resolution that avoids any further impact to our passengers.
I think you're dead right, Patricia. And an early resolution is essential here. And I think there's been a lot of people just saying, you know, get into the room, sort it out, and don't put your problems onto the customer's plate. Because this is going to affect a huge amount of people and a huge amount of commercial business. Just before I bring in John O'Flynn, Patricia, what's the lead time in terms of typical business from America that would be, say, coming from via Aer Lingus? How far ahead is that actually booked?
Well, you know, it has shortened. It shortens every year, really. There is a certain amount of long-term lead who are spending maybe 3 weeks in the country who have booked a series of product, maybe hotels and private rentals and castles and so forth, that would be longer term. But we have a lot of short-term business coming in, and that's the real concern, the short-term, which could be probably accounting for up to 50% of our occupancies in some cases. And it's the fear factor. You know, Aer Lingus is our colleagues in Tourism Ireland spend lots of time on the ground promoting Ireland Inc. And, you know, we've a reputation at stake here as well.
Of course we do.
And as you said, you know, we need people around a table in a room, find a resolution. We shouldn't be getting this far. We shouldn't have to be discussing and playing.
No, it's very frustrating when these sort of uncontrollables really affect your business significantly and you're just sitting there not being able to do anything about it.
Well, we have the tourism industry has been hit with a continuous amount of external problems, and you know, from wars to something like this, you know, it seems to be right continuous that we have very little control over right now.
Yeah.
But this, you know, this at the end of the day, you know, if we can call for a suspension of the industrial action, because there will be a further threat of escalation if that doesn't happen, and start to engage positively around the table in the interest of the passengers and visitors and Ireland.
Absolutely.
Know, and
Ireland, John O'Flynn, General Manager at Food Ireland Resort. You're very welcome to the programme again, John. What are your own thoughts on this dispute, John?
First of all, Bobby, we are seeing an immediate impact. We had a nice international conference that cancelled on us. Delegates were due in over the weekend, and it was a nice event that was running next week. And that conference is on a 5-year cycle that it comes back to Ireland. So, unfortunately, like Fergal and Patricia have mentioned, because there's so much uncertainty and people were just afraid of getting stranded in Ireland, so they just decided, look, let's just pull the plug. We don't want to get stuck here. We just want to move on. But I think the point that, again, that Fergal and Patricia made was that, look, you know, back in 1938, when Robert Logan created the Aer Lingus brand, and Aer Lingus always had a prestigious brand, had a great reputation. And events like the strike, events like the issues that happened in Dublin Airport over the last number of years, the visitor experience there, are just eroding that away on us. And as Aer Lingus and main is our main gateway, getting tourists into the country, as this prolongs, it just doesn't help us in the long term. And that's the key problem, is that it's the unknown. What impact is this going to have on our business going forward over the next couple of years?
Yeah. One of the things I was just looking at this morning, John, was that Aer Lingus now accounts for just 10% of IAG's overall capacity. 8% of its 29.4 billion revenue last year, and about 6% of its 3.5 billion profit. So it really is a minnow in the overall scheme at AIG. And I think that's also a concern, because what's going to happen here is that there's too much at stake internationally if AIG are seen to concede. They're in the process of buying a Spanish company, Spain's Air Europa. And again, they won't want to be seen to be soft touches on the industrial relations front. Have you any thoughts on that?
No, I do. And I read a report in the newspaper this morning where some new aircraft that were purchased, and the intention was that they were going to be used by Aer Lingus, have now been diverted to Iberia. So, you know, we must remember that Aer Lingus plays a key role in the tourism product or tourism offering in Ireland. And what we find is that while we have American tourists will spend 2 weeks in Ireland, they will make day trips or maybe an overnight trip to the other European capitals, London, Paris, Amsterdam. And that's facilitated by Aer Lingus. And that's also facilitated because we do have excellent connectivity, albeit I think that the other airports could do better, served by having more airlines coming in and out of there. But you're right, Aer Lingus is a very small part in the cog, and I think we have to be very careful of that. If we lose any of our connectivity around Europe or internationally, it is going to have an impact not only on tourism but also on our commercial business. The fact that we can get the amount of foreign direct investment companies that we have in Ireland, and the fact that we have good connectivity around, helps us and helps visitors come in and out to those facilities.
Okay, just very briefly, Fergal, can I ask you, how's business looking for the rest of the season with you here at the Fitzwilliam Hotel and Townhouse?
Yeah, it's looking very positive, Bobby. Notwithstanding the current situation with Aer Lingus, we'd be positive towards the rest of the year. But the start of the year was very sluggish. Patricia referenced that we came out of a tough winter, and the first quarter of this year was particularly tough. Bobby, the first 4 months up to the end of April certainly weren't record-breaking by any stretch. So we desperately need to have a good last half of the year. So any issues beyond our control, as Patricia and John have referenced, are certainly not welcome. We need to make sure that everything is available and fully functioning to have a good end of year. If I can just make one point, I think John made it very, very well. It's just not hoteliers and hotels that are affected by this, Bobby. It's the downstream businesses, the cafes, the bars, the tour guides, the taxis.
Point well made. And absolutely accepted, Fergal. Thank you for that. And thank you to John O'Flynn from Fode Island, Patricia Roberts from Number 1 Perry Square, and indeed Fergal O'Connell there from the Fitzwilliam Hotel in Townes.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.